how wonderful it is to see you. Why, punctuality is quite important, so thank you for turning up so early. I'm sure you read everything from the waiver, right? Oh, yes, of course, I did. I'd sure hope so. That means that you signed the waiver and the non-disclosure agreement, correct? Yes, of course. I read everything from top to bottom. Twice, actually. Some of the things were a little alarming, if we were to break the agreement. But I did sign. I did read, too. I'd certainly hope so. I don't think you want to know what happened to the last subject we had who decided not to read before signing. They had no idea what they would get themselves into if they broke our agreement. I'm sure I have a little idea after some of the things that I ended up reading. Good. That's like music to my ears, you know. It makes me really happy. Now, before we move on to the main experiment, I should warn you again, if you haven't been warned before, of the potential risks that you could be faced with during this experiment. Are you aware of those?
Yes. They did a very good job at telling me everything. They actually did it a number of times, but I'm sure I'll be fine.
Isn't that something? Despite knowing all of this, you still signed the waiver and agreement. I am impressed. I really hope you've got some good results for me today.
Well, I do not aim to disappoint, so I'm sure I will.
Yes, that is very good, darling. That's exactly the energy I need. Now, to start, the new product functions as a lube, oil, and an aphrodisiac. It's supposed to allow the vaginal canals to expand further, to allow larger objects to be inserted without causing any pain or damage to the vagina itself, as well as allow it to retain its original shape, which means after a good fucking with a large object, you can be as tight as you was before. Isn't that just exciting, right?
That sounds good. That sounds really good. When do we get started?
You look all determined and ready to go. I like it. But we're not quite finished yet. Now, you see, the second product of ours is going to be used on Subject X. It is a muscle growth injection, and we need to test his stamina and cognitive functions while using it. So, hopefully that is going to be all right with you.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, don't look so disappointed now. The experiment will be fun, I promise. Now, do you have any questions for me?
Yeah, actually. What's with the restraints on the chair?
Those have been installed to prevent any possible injuries happening to either subjects in case your reactions become a little too much for you to handle.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Now, if those are the only questions you have for me, Subject Y, please proceed to remove all of your clothes and then place yourself within the chair and further restrain yourself. Subject X will be in here soon to apply the product to you. I truly can't wait to see what amazing results you have for me today. I'll give you some privacy. I'll be able to talk to you through the intercom. Now, remember, be sure to have fun.
Should be tight enough.
That was cool. Holy shit!
Holy fuck! Okay, I was expecting something a little... Holy shit, okay. Holy fuck.
Oh, wonderful. It actually works now. Hello. I can see you from the cameras. I'll be observing this experiment, obviously. Thankfully, X has arrived pretty quickly. As you can see, he is rather large in more ways than one, which you'll be acquainted with very, very soon. Now then, like I said, be sure to have fun. Please, let the experiment commence.
Jesus, well, hey, big guy. Holy fuck, you're huge. I was not expecting that. How do we do this? How do we start? How do we... Yeah. Holy shit, okay. Those are some big hands. Oh. It's a little cold. Holy shit. That feels really nice. It's like taking the breath away from me. Raring to go, huh? Or will you be, you using that on me? I sure hope so. Not much of a talker, huh? That's fine. You're being, really gentle. I'm surprised, honestly. To someone your size, you could just... pick me up and fucking ruin me, really. I certainly wouldn't be opposed to something like that. Oh, you're getting more. Guess I'm not lubed up enough. Oh, holy shit. Holy shit. Do this more? I'm starting to really ache a bit. Can't we just move on already? Oh, that's more like it. Your fingers are really... Okay, okay, that's fine. Surprisingly doesn't hurt. Holy fuck, she wasn't kidding, was she? Holy fuck. Holy shit, this thing actually does work. Hey.
Is it just me, or is it... look like you're getting a bit more into it. You had such a blank expression on your face, but now... do you like touching me? Jesus, your fingers are... I wouldn't imagine taking something that big. Oh, fuck. Maybe I really will be able to effortlessly take your cock. I wonder how good that would feel. Something so big with no pain. Holy shit. This is the real deal. I could become addicted to this. Fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, fuck. Holy shit. Oh, my God. It's incredible. Just no pain. It's just fucking pleasure. Hey, you're starting to look a little impatient. Look at how much your cock is leaking. You must be wanting to take me, right? Are you as eager as I am? Your fingers are really doing a number on me, aren't they? Hey, let's just skip all of this. I really want you. No idea how horny I am. Hey, could you order him to, like, I don't know, do me already? I'm starting to feel really impatient.
I am really liking being on a subject, why? Well, I suppose it's only fair that we move on. X, please prepare for penetration.
Holy shit. Thank you. It's about time. I was getting really restless. Holy shit. Hey, is that supposed to be that? Hey, I don't think I can do this. I can't do this. Yeah, I... Can I leave? I seriously cannot take that. Not even an aphrodisiac can help me with that. I can't. I want to get out of this. Please?
Sorry, why? No can do. Just remember to have fun and proceed with the test for me, darling. Thank you.
What? No, I... Seriously, I'm gonna die if I... Shit. Come on, dude. Please be gentle. You're really gonna kill me if I... Just not all of it, okay? Just be careful. Holy fuck, you're gonna break me. Holy fuck. Oh, God. Holy fuck. It actually doesn't hurt. But I can feel every fucking inch. Jesus fuck. Fuck. Okay, no, this is good. It's actually really fucking dark. It's actually... Holy fuck, it's knocking the wind out of me. Jesus, this fucking feeling. Oh, my brain is
thrust a little harder, but it still doesn't hurt at all. Hey, what's wrong? Why are you slowing down? Whoa! Oh, shit! Hey! Hey, what are you... Hey, you didn't say anything about him being super strong. Oh, fuck. God, fuck! Jesus, fuck!
For listening to this audio. I'm hoping that I don't get attacked by my cat today. but a big thank you to Fenrir for allowing me to upload this. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Seeing how I've been playing a lot of Baldur's Gate lately, you know, if you missed the streams lately, you know, I've been playing a lot of Baldur's Gate, you know, Queen Bee on top, Queen Bee, Queen Cashy's Hands Bee, that's her full name, chat. Oh my god, why am I saying chat? Sorry, I'm so, like, into saying chat now, when, like, talking about Baldur's Gate, because, like, I've streamed, like, basically every second on that game, to Twitch, so, you know, if you guys want to see my playthrough on it, it's over on Twitch in the VODs. But I'm doing an audio as B one day. I gotta do an audio with Queen Cashy's Hands B. this question is inspired by D&D, which is, what kind of class would you be? Would you be a barbarian, a bard, a rogue, a ranger? What would you be if you were to choose a D&D class for yourself? Thank you all so much for watching. And until next time, my darlings, I hope I catch you in the next video or the next stream.